Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like The Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Welcome back to Not Another True Crime Podcast. Happy to have you. Second time this week, we are going to be continuing. This is part two of the Missing Sarah Lawrence story. If you haven't heard part one, go back and listen to it. Otherwise, you're going to be confused.
But eventually, they did get kicked out of this apartment because they were there for a decent amount, but the landlord finally was kind of like suspicious of the behavior, even though he kind of like partook in it. It's all very shady.
What's that about? Yeah. Like, you're cool to have this like weird, I don't know, this group sex with these strange young adults, but now you're drawing the line. Like,
now
okay.
It's too far.
But I think Larry was like ruining the apartment also to like blame the kids. So there was like all this shit going on. So essentially, they evicted Larry. Larry countersued, which led to a trial in which several of the kids testified on Larry's behalf with elaborate stories about the poisonings and all this stuff. So it was like, it was crazy. But they saw Larry as their savior and the guardian of them in their vulnerable youth stage. But it was just, it's crazy. And so over the years, because this all started again in like 2010, and it just kind of ends. It started in 2009 and it just kind of ends in February of this year. So this was like a fucking decade of this guy just kind of, and I think he still had two girls with him by the end. So for years, psychologically, legally, financially, like he just kind of manipulated these people. And a few of them had attempted suicide or have been poisoned by Larry himself. And some have ended up escaping. But we said he ended up taking... There's this guy, this article in, I think, New York Mag, but where he eventually got caught was in this place in New Jersey. It was Piscataway or something like that. Piscataway. Sorry.
See, Jersey knows Jersey. I can't say anything else. I can't pronounce anything else, but I can pronounce my counties and my towns.
There we go.
Piscataway. But so apparently there's this guy named Scott Mueller, because this is another just example of that, like Larry wasn't even just like, I just want to manipulate kids. He was just going to get what he needed to get, whatever he needed to do. He at one point he went to North Carolina, right? And he stayed in his great grandfather, his great uncle's place, and like got excavators, ripped up that place, and then blamed the girls and made them all like clean it up. And it's such a bizarre, like, I don't understand the pattern of, I'm going to go to a place, I'm going to wreck it. It's wild. So
because it's also like, even if someone pays you money for it, you still owe that money to someone. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, okay, even if I rip up my floors, Casey, you give me money for the floors. Like, the floors are still damaged, and someone's gonna have to pay to fix it. I just don't get it.
It's such a weird thing of behavior. So he wrecked the 93rd Street. He wrecked his grandfather's or this family member's house. Blamed the girls, and I think that's where one of the girls, like overdosed on Tylenol or something. Like, she tried to take a bunch of pills, and her family was kind of like, "What's going on?" But then she still like defended and like went back. And then he met this guy, Scott Mueller, who he actually met in jail. And I think that they had actually met at his nightclub at some point too. But Scott was essentially 400 pounds. He was drinking like a fifth of vodka every day. Ray was like, listen, I can help you. I can help you. So Scott like allows them to move in. It was him and two of the girls. It's Isabella and it's Claudia, right? Claudia is the other one that was still with him.
Felicia.
I think Claudia is like the mom. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Isabella. And I know that all the names are also not real. Like they've all been changed.
Yeah,
so it's changed. Isabella. So the two girls that were still with him, which was Talia's friend. And then this other girl. And so they moved into this house with Mueller and they did help him. Like within a year, he was like not drinking and all that stuff, but he did start to like, he started to take over. But essentially, he also told Mueller, he's like, we'll clean, we'll cook. He made Isabella was doing like yard work naked. Like it just
that's what neighbors were reporting. Like there's a naked girl doing yard work.
And then again, he started with the excavators. He said he dug a hole for a pool that just ended up being a hole. He dug a hole in the front of his yard and then they put his boat in the hole. And then the girls like blew up like weird, like dinosaurs and things like that. And they were like, no, it's Halloween. And the cops are like, what the fuck is going on? Because there was like excavators. There was all those like the big like cat machines around this house. And they were like, this is suburban New Jersey. Like, we don't understand why all these machines are here. Then he started ripping up the guy's floor, convinced that there was poisoning in the water. So they were like checking pipes and all this stuff. At one point, it was so bad that like Mueller, as he was like questioning it, he just began to lose control. That at the end of their stay, like he didn't even have a key to his own apartment. Like he had to break the glass to get into his own apartment.
And why this started to get like attention from everybody else too around them, like besides the fact that like, oh, it's these like half-dressed women like doing all this stuff. They would be doing it between the hours of like 2 and 5 a.m. a lot of the time because they thought no one would be able to see them. But like if you have like a crane ripping up grass at 4 a.m. That's a little more noticeable than at like 11:45 when everyone's at work.
So they just ruined essentially this guy's house, and the guy was just kind of like, the guy at a certain point had no control. Like I think he was having to ask Ray for permission to do things, and then
because he was someone who I feel like what Lowry did a lot, he found these people that are easier or more vulnerable to prey on. So you take a guy who's overweight and alcoholic, he's less likely to have pushback than someone who like didn't have those setbacks.
He felt indebted. Like,
wow.
He felt
indebted. I don't even understand. And I read this article and I still do not fucking understand what happened.
It's truly wild. It's truly wild.
I feel like they spent so much time on Larry's weird ass backstory and they didn't spend any time on like how we got from point A to Z. I understood how things sort of escalated, but it was literally just like, well, that escalated quickly.
And an interesting thing too, I mean, I know we're not done with the entire story yet, but I feel like it's important to note just because I remember when I first read it, the cut got pushed back for it because they had a photo shoot with Larry.
I mean, it was like this guy was... Yeah, I mean, like...
It looked like a photo that was taken at like Vulture Comics to watch. Like it was like a full-on like done up photo for Larry. And I'm like, why the fuck is he getting... like props and like photo editing done.
I didn't actually know that they did that.
But essentially this house in New Jersey was where a couple family members, this is the part where it got a little sad and you kind of do realize that like this, that these girls were so brainwashed that so the mom, like family members of both the girls who had never met before, but like were in the same situation and just kind of wanted, they were like, they found out that they found the address of this Piscataway house. And they were like, we're going to go there and we're just going to knock on the door. And if they don't answer, we're just going to call the cops. And so they go there and they knock on the door and they saw like Larry and Felicia were like peeking out of the blinds and they just closed the blinds and they were like, we're not answering. So then they call the cops and they said like 10 cop cars came and like went in and then they answered the door. And essentially they just came out and told the parents, they were like, they don't want to see you. And I mean, the girls are adults at this point.
Yeah. Right.
But the moms were just kind of like very heartbroken. And it was like, kind of like the last straw thing where they were like, this sucks. This is terrible. And I know that one of the parents was saying that the cops were a little bit like kind of black and white about it. They were just like, we can't do anything about it. And she asked the one guy, she's like, do you have kids? And she's like, she could see that his hands were just tied. Like they couldn't force them to talk to them if they didn't want to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so they both didn't want to talk to their family, but then eventually, and we think it was because of the cut article, right?
Like, I think it was because of the cut article. They really do the Lord's work.
There should be a series because of the cut. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh my God. Yes.
There should. Oh yeah. The cut.
Because of the cut.
The first cut is the deepest. Oh my God.
First cut is a
deepest. That'll be our Thursday episode. We have so much to do.
We're going to get sued by New York Mag.
But in February 11th of 2020, Larry was indicted by federal prosecutors on sex trafficking, extortion, conspiracy, and other charges, largely because, like we said, of the article. But his two victims, Felicia and Isabella, that were still like living in Mueller's house during this time as he was like in jail, they came to support the arraignment. So they're still like fucking Team Larry.
And of course, Larry is like, it's all a lie, and I'm going to explain it in court.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, sure, Chan. They all say that. They all say that.
I think I did see that he did write a letter saying that the numbers that he charged Daniel, like the $47,000, was false. Like, I think he did sign something to be like, you're right. There was no, there. The damages weren't this.
Okay, but that's like the least of our issues here.
I know.
I know. But like, they deny everything. And like, the girls went back on things that they had said, like, you know, I think when they talked about one of the poisonings, and then they were like, no, it's not true. Everything's fine. Like, they just like, they, it's just so fucked up. But he is in jail, right?
Resounding silence for a month.
12 hours later.
Well, he was indicted. So I guess it depends on if they gave him bail, if he made bail.
Also, the hard thing too is this all came to light February 11th.
This was COVID. Like right before COVID.
Oh my God, this is so recent. Well,
this is so recent. Like 6 months ago, I'm saying, like, as of February 26th, the girls were like still living at Mueller's house that he didn't have keys to.
He lost a bid to get freed on bail, and this was March 2nd. So let's see.
But I know, I want to know if they released, because like, he is dangerous, but I don't know what they're considering with COVID
cases. He's dangerous, but he also still like knows a shit ton of people.
And also, I don't know if they have like enough evidence to really keep him if the girls aren't saying totally that much.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that he was held on bail. It says this article in NBC 4 New York basically says that his lawyer tried to get him out on $100,000 bail. But it says that he didn't get out on bail.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Wait, you guys, I don't think we even, did we even talk about the fact that he ended up throwing the, what's his name, under the bus and getting him into jail, the guy that like couldn't save him from jail, how he ended up like ratting him out and putting him in jail?
Oh, the police guy.
That's when we were talking about how his retaliation gets private because or gets personal because like the things he did to his ex-wife, like claiming that she poisoned him and she was abusive. He put this other guy in jail. Like, this is, like, who knows what the fuck will happen if, like, he could very much retaliate.
Right. Who knows what's going to happen? It's pretty wild.
And what I do know now is that Talia, this is what people from social media accounts that they found from her. So TBD, I'm assuming it's true because they have the photos and the tracking of, like, her history from everything.
Mm-hmm.
She's in North Carolina right now as a paralegal. So that's kind of interesting that she's in the law. And her main thing is she, apparently Ava, the other daughter that you never hear about that much because she was younger, has not spoken to her or Ray since any of this started. And And she also was kind of the one who, they never talked to her because she didn't have the ability to be swayed away from the mom like Talia did with the dad. Like, she even said, like, daddy told us to say that our mom hit her, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And like, and that they haven't seen the daughter since in over a decade or so.
But Talia is still kind of like pro dad, isn't she? Doesn't she still like kind of?
I thought I read an article that she's like less under his spell now.
Oh, because I thought that she was still kind of like, he's a good man. And
what's interesting is people are saying that she's kind of following in a weird sense his footsteps, working in like being involved in the law. And in the article that they wrote about her in the Post, that she's active in the state, like state political parties, cozying up to these like higher ups to kind of get
a little bit more
sway. Yeah, so I'm like, of course that unrelated. She took a photo with the Watergate journalist Bob Woodward. So there's that. So she's rubbing elbows, head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. Again, like I read this Cut article for the first time, which is pretty wild because it was a big deal when it came out, but I feel so bamboozled by this title, and we got so much more than we bargained for with this story.
God.
I don't know.
They really should have just said, like, just click on it, trust us, because it's a doozy of a story. They should have called
it, like, yeah, something about, like, they should have called it, like, the Sarah Lawrence cult or something.
I was going to say, like, when Larry met Sarah. Yeah.
Like,
when Larry met Sarah.
Where they were the whole time. When, oh my God.
I'm just saying.
That's the title of the episode.
No, it's not.
Never. But.
No, it's just called episode, whatever number episode it is.
I mean, this story just, I don't know, has so many turns and like red herrings, kind of.
There's a lot, yeah, and it's a lot of replies. And it's, of course, one of those things you always just feel, you're like, oh, these poor, like, teenagers, like 18, 19. Because, like, when you go to college, you're, of course, like, very, like, who am I? Like, very Jean Valjean. You're like, who am I? What am I doing here? What is anything? So,
yeah, you do have to steal bread.
Yeah, I know, girl. I stole so much bread.
It also feels like along the way there were people that kind of were questioning it that just didn't come forward. Because, like, I think they did talk to some people at the school that were kind of like, I don't know. And then obviously it's like this landlord, like, probably should have stepped in years before.
Oh, yeah. Know. Well, they tried to get the dean involved, and the dean was like, eh.
Oh, yeah, the school, that was a thing.
It's like, it's not breaking the rules to have, like, full-ass adults staying in your dorms. Like,
huh? Yeah, the school really took a shitty approach that was just kind of like, there's nothing that says that a dad can't visit his daughter. And it's like, yeah, but should he be living on a college campus as a guy fresh out of prison around a bunch of, like,
impressionable kids.
Teenager. Yeah, like, as a grown-up, he's a felon living in a dorm.
I also like that they tried to make it so, like, Lifetime movie, like, a dad should be able to see his daughter. And you're like, that's not what we're arguing about.
Yeah, like, you can pick her up and go to get Italian food
2 blocks down. Yeah.
Yeah, like, that was wild.
Yeah, because I think people were starting to question, like, the visitor's policy to be like, but it was, like, also around the time of, like, finals, so everybody would just
say, I had to sign so many people in and, like, show ID to get, like, friends or family members to go onto my campus. So I'm just saying, that's very weird for me.
That is very weird.
I also wonder if they changed any policies now. The school is very smart, but it's weird.
Yeah.
But, like, have they changed the visitor's policy now? Or have they, like, because I feel like they still really haven't come out and been like, yeah, I guess we fucked up. We weren't really doing it. But since it is, like, a liberal arts college, are they kind of just like, we're all, like, people are...
Anything goes. Going,
like this, doing their own thing. They're following their own paths. They thought what this guy said made sense. So who are we to step in?
They're just like, if it's not in your practice, like, I feel like they just are, like, yoga guiding all their, like, campus rules. We're like, you shouldn't have your parents stay for 2 weeks. But if that's not in your practice, it's okay. And you're kind of like, no, lay down a wall. Lay down, like, some.
Yeah.
Figure it out, man.
Together. Yeah.
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 Gorgeous campus, though. Very pretty. So I'll give them that. But still.
Yeah, it looks better very, like, in New England.
No, I didn't apply because it was like 80 grand. I'm like, I'm not gonna do this. And I remember I was like, I didn't vibe with any of them because they were like, I remember being like, I thought in high school, I was like, I'm weird and cool. But I got there, I was like, everyone looks like, so, I mean, if anyone went there, shout out to you. But everyone who I saw on the day that I went to tour there looked like very sad and weird. And like, they were just like reading these paperback books, like crying. And I'm like, this is not my energy.
Wait, what's wrong with like, reading where's books? The vibe?
I remember like cracking LOLs on the tour. No one laughed. No one got me.
Well, you know that their whole slogan is, we're different and so are you.
Yeah.
That's their school motto.
Woof.
Like the fight, like the fighting Irish or like, you know.
No, I was just like,
we're fucking weirdos.
Yeah, I rolled up with a Starbucks, like, hey guys, so like, what's happening here? And everyone's like, like they were like, you have plastic. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like,
it didn't. Everyone's like, on Wednesdays we were black. And you're like, damn it.
Yeah. Like, someone was doing an outdoor play, and like, as much as I like love the theater, I'm like, I'm not gonna like be like walking to class like having a full-on play. Like, I'm not gonna walk through act two to get to my like English class. Like, that's just not in my wheelhouse.
It's not in your journey. Well, if you guys went to Sarah Lawrence, honestly, please DM us your stories. Like, now I'm just curious.
Yeah, do we know anybody that was there at the same time? Because I know that when this article came, because we got a lot of it when it was first hot, and then we just didn't do it for a while. So I don't know if anybody, I forget if we had anybody that said that they were actually like on campus or if they knew anything. Yeah. And again, like, let us know for kind of the bonus stuff you want.
Yeah.
If you want to hear from us, we are open to ideas.
Tell us what you really, really want.
Yeah.
We could, do you want it to just be us like talking about Spice Girls songs we like? That is
I was just about to say.
We could do that.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah,
parting thoughts. I hope Larry goes to jail. I have a feeling he's going to scam his way out of prison.
Oh, with
his final scam will be to scam his way out of consequences.
Yeah, I mean, they said that this guy's so kind of familiar with this. Like in that article, it was like he's been a plaintiff, he's been a defendant, he's been a star witness, he's been a this. Like he has been in court for so
he's
many.
Been the judge, he's been the jury.
That's like the song, like a minute. Yeah. I've been a poet, yeah. A midnight. Yeah, no, he's oh yeah, everything. Yeah. Soon his case will just be him against him, with him being the judge, like Mark Jacobs by Mark Jacobs with Mark
defending
Jacobs.
Defending himself as his own attorney as well.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
See, well, this is even a cult that I wouldn't join. I smelled this one from a long ways away. I'm not joining your dad's cult, losers.
That's also like nothing title. That involves not like your dad's cult, before. Except it is your dad's cult.
Like you would have lost me at that. Like we go out to a nice dinner once a week, but there's no bed for me and there's no doorknob on the bathroom. I'm like, this is an Airbnb I would not stay at. I would have been.
If you have the money for limos and steaks, like get me a bed.
Right. I'm like, honey. Oh God. See, we need to be wined and dined for our cult, I guess, to a higher degree.
See, this is why we would make a very fun cult.
Wait, okay. Speaking
everything would be completely optional, so I guess it wouldn't be a cult, but there would be a lot of wine.
Endless wine.
Our cult is more just like a happy hour that doesn't end.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But you can leave whenever you want, but it just won't end.
Yeah, our cult is like the like wine and bingo night at a senior citizen's home, but like none of us are retired yet. Like that's kind of the dream aura.
And Danny's like,
so rent out a bingo hall for a cult meeting.
I would love that.
One day. Wait, why don't we make it big?
With cults. Okay. I just have like one quick little headline just to let you guys know, and I want to know your opinions on it really fast so we're not here for 9 hours. But did you see what Leah Remini said about Tom Cruise?
Ooh, lay it on me.
So she is convinced, because you know how Suri Cruise is somehow 14 already? I really thought she was still 7.
I thought she was still like a baby, so yeah.
I thought
oh
so
my
too.
God.
So Leah Remini is convinced that Tom Cruise will be waiting. Tom Cruise and also the Church of Scientology behind him are waiting until she turns 18. And then he's going to find a way to legally take her. Like, because now there's going to be no like child custody or anything like that with her because she's going to be an adult. Like swoop her back under his wing and get her to be a leader or like into the Church of Scientology because they're still not over. Because they thought, because Tom Cruise is so high up in the church, they kind of were wanting Suri to be kind of a new leader or figure in it. So Leah is convinced that he's going to try to take her, but she wants that not to happen. And I don't want it to happen either. What do you guys think?
I definitely don't want that to happen. I feel like on the bright side, she's had 14 years probably of anti-Scientology education, I assume.
Do you think, I know, I wonder how open Katie Holmes has been about, I mean, I'm sure that there's questions like, why don't I get to see my dad? And she's like, oh, because he believes aliens are real.
Yeah.
And are controlling the thing.
She's like, just talk to Jamie Foxx. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's probably other life form, but I don't believe that they, you know, are with the religion. And I don't believe.
Okay. Serious question. Is Scientology aliens or is it a giant lizard? And am I getting confused?
I want to say
it's both. Scientology and Parks and Rec. I thought it was a giant lizard god.
I think it's both.
But every other cult is like always alien. So now I'm getting confused.
I had a family friend who was really into it. And I would just like nod when she would get drunk and tell me about it. And I was like, uh-huh.
It's like an unfinished thing where like they kept making these levels and then at the top, I think he realized he didn't have anything. So he was like, there's a big guy and he's in charge. Like okay, well, it really, that, like when you hear about the levels.
I thought it was like a giant lizard alien.
I can relate to that so hard when like not sticking the landing with like a story or anything. When you get to the end, you're like, fuck, the buildup is not there. And then you just shout wizard and dance off.
That's all comedy is. Lizard. Like telling the story and then realizing you have no punchline. So just going, bah!
No, and then I just vomit on everybody and I'm like, haha, thank you.
100%. I think that there's no way that Suri Cruise, after all those years, I think there's no way that Katie Holmes would let that. I mean, I feel like Katie Holmes, she'd be like, I'd rather go into witness protection and keep my daughter than
that is actually, I fucking love Katie Holmes. Yeah. That's that.
I know.
What
a wild ride that was, their relationship.
Oh God. Yeah. She's dated some fine men though, so shout out to her.
Respect to a
put
icon.
Some respect on Katie Holmes's name.
Oh, do not join the Facebook group if you have anything ill will to say about Miss Joey Porter. I do not want any of that going
Potter.
On. Oh. Yeah, I thought it was Porter.
But Joey Porter
it's
too.
Joey Potter.
Oh, I think I inherently changed that because I hated Harry Potter before everybody else did. I'm a trendsetter, and I didn't like that being her last name. All y'all coming to terms with J.K. Rowling sucked. I knew in fifth grade. I knew.
Danny was ahead of the times.
A soothsayer. No, that's
right, because my whole thing is like, I'm like, why is this girl just like so obsessed with wizards? It's like, truly read a different book. I don't know. Like, watch TV. That's just what I'm saying. Anyway, that's I'm glad to know that we're all on Team Surrey Cruise and Katie Holmes. So that's good to know.
Definitely. I'm just mad that her train, there's no crazy people on her train that she actually didn't have to like fear for her life and she wrote a book on a train. You can't write a book on a New York City train. Are you kidding me? Pull out a laptop.
That's so true. The novels, the memoirs and novels I would write if I could open up anything. If the three train wasn't just me sardined in together, dripping everyone's sweat on my body.
I know, truly.
Ew.
Truly, truly. So I think that's it. We're done here, guys.
I think on that note, on that gross, sweaty note, I think we're done.
Wop. Yep.
We're done here. Thank you for listening. If you're still here, please follow us on Instagram at NHCCpod and let us know what you want to hear in the bonus episodes. Don't hold back. Maybe do. We're sensitive.
I was going to say, be nice. No, I'm
joking. Yeah. And then please join the Facebook group, Not Another True Crime Group. Answer the questions. And please also just rate and review and subscribe.
5 stars, please.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And otherwise.
Just do it.
Do it. Just do it. What else are you doing right now? Yeah. While you wait for, you could do it in the time you wait for your microwavable meal to be done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just 1 minute, 3 seconds. Yeah. No.
But otherwise, thank you guys for listening and we'll see you next time.
Betches.